Brittle bones from osteoporosis cause millions of Americans pain and disability from fractures. It costs more than $38 million a day for hospital and nursing home care. NPR's Richard Knox reports there's a new treatment that can reverse even severe osteoporosis.
By early adulthood, humans have as much bone as they ever will. From then on, maintaining it's a matter of constant renewal. Some cells repair the wear and tear, like street crews fixing potholes. Other cells lay down new bone. When more bone is lost than gained, the result is osteoporosis. A slew of recent drugs block the bone-destroying cells, but there's been nothing to rebuild lost bone. Until now. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that women with severe osteoporosis gain new bone from daily doses of a natural substance called parathyroid hormone.
Parathyroid hormone is the first of a class of agents that works by stimulating bone formation.
Dr. Robert Neer of Massachusetts General Hospital led the study. It involved more than 1,600 women with severe osteoporosis. Neer says many have been skeptical for decades that parathyroid hormone would work this way. And since it's a natural substance like insulin that can't be patented, it's been hard to get drug companies interested. The new study was funded by drug maker Eli Lilly, which has long marketed another hormone, insulin for diabetics. Neer says the parathyroid results were gratifying.
It reduced fractures of the spine and did so more than any marketed drug has ever been reported to do. And it reduced fractures outside the spine more than any previous treatment has ever been reported to do.
The numbers were dramatic. Those who got parathyroid hormone got 2/3 fewer spine fractures over an 18-month period than those who got a look-alike but fake treatment. Fractures of the hip, wrist, arm, and leg occurred less than half as often in the parathyroid group. Dr. Joan McGowan oversees osteoporosis research at the National Institutes of Health.
This shows that this drug affects bone strength, and really being able to add bone to an osteoporotic skeleton has been the holy grail of bone research over the last couple of decades, and we may now be looking at an agent that can do that.
But nothing in medicine is free of potential risk. In this case, the study was stopped early when rats given parathyroid hormone developed bone cancer. Eli Lilly says it combed through all the evidence to see if this could be a risk for humans receiving lower doses later in life. Dr. Bruce Mitlack of Lilly says the company believes it won't.
We know that the animals, particularly the rats, had a very exaggerated response to treatment and were treated through most of their lives. In contrast, we know that this treatment does not cause this finding in primates, in monkeys, and it has not caused this in many, many patients who have received treatment.
There's another drawback to parathyroid treatment. Patients must give themselves daily injections of the hormone, much as diabetics do with insulin. Martha Fuller is a Boston woman participating in a follow-up study.
It's a nuisance. I don't enjoy it, but it doesn't make me feel squeamish. And I assume that if it becomes clear that this is really going to help people, they'll come up with an easier way to do it. I certainly hope so.
Harvard's Neer says researchers are working on forms of parathyroid hormone that could be taken by mouth or even a nasal spray. But the important point, he says, is that bone can be rebuilt even in old age.
I think that someone will show within the next 10 years that osteoporosis can be cured in humans. That would mean that people might be able to take a medicine for a few years, restore their bone mass to normal, and then stop taking that medicine and retain the bone that they have gained by taking an anti-resorptive drug.
In other words, a drug that could prevent loss of the newly gained bone. Meanwhile, the parathyroid treatment is not available yet. The FDA will consider it in the next few months. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.